The Whale Fire and a Heat Dome, San Diego's most dangerous week of the summer. The Whale Fire, a brand new ignition with no connection to blazes tracked earlier in August, was reported Monday, August 24 at 4:06 p.m. No final acreage or containment figures were available as of Tuesday morning, but the timing was ominous. The fire started on one of the hottest stretches of the summer, hours before forecasters formally upgraded conditions to an extreme heat warning. That warning takes full effect at 10 a.m. Tuesday and runs through 8 p.m. Friday, August 28. It covers inland valleys, foothills, East County, and backcountry communities, not coastal San Diego, which retains a marine layer buffer. La Mesa is projected to reach 97 to 99 degrees Wednesday and Thursday, 5 to 10 degrees above normal for late August, driven by a persistent high-pressure ridge that models show remaining in place through the weekend. The fire environment is already strained. Earlier in August, the Sorrento fire burned 138 acres, with a suspect facing felony arson charges. The Dehesa 7 fire stood at 93 acres and 50% containment as of last coverage. The Church 2 fire near Campo reached 132 acres. The Whale Fire's 4:06 p.m. ignition is particularly concerning because afternoon hours bring the day's lowest surface moisture and shifting onshore winds, conditions that allow new fires to spread rapidly before evening humidity recovery, which forecasters say will be minimal under this week's heat dome. Residents in or near fire-adjacent areas are urged to ensure alert San Diego notifications are enabled. County backcountry preserve closures at El Capitan near Lakeside, Hellhole Canyon in Valley Center, and Mount Gower in Ramona remain in effect through August. Wednesday and Thursday are identified as peak risk days for those without air conditioning, elderly residents, and outdoor workers.